while we're here at the Forsyth Middle School with our high school girls softball team, I'm here with my extremely good-looking partner. Say something.
Hello, everybody.
Come on, man. You got to do better than that. Come on. I know you can talk. I've seen you play football and basketball before. I know you can talk. You're really good. Sometimes you're better with your jaws than you are with your hands a little bit.
Yeah.
The way that mouth works. So you got to say a lot. I'm not doing this solo. This isn't a monologue.
All right.
Okay. Well, we're getting started up here for the girls. It's be their home. Is this their home opener?
Yep.
Home opener here. Tremendous weather today. A little chilly, but bright sunshine. Why don't you go down? Can you go down the list of our starters?
For Arcanum, we have Abe. We don't have first names, but we have A. Bruns, L. Stone, B. Kenny, S. Howard, M. Sheritz, Z. K. Zell, C. Clark, A. Ross, and E. Sinclaw.
All right. Got a little bit of a late start here due to some technical difficulties, but Neil's working on that. Had a first batter. Was that the Bruins?
Yep.
She had a pop fly that just got over our second baseman's head, and she made it to first. Now she's in second. I missed the last batter. Last batter was a walk.
Yep.
So Arcanum has girls on second and first. And who do we got up here? Kenny.
B. Kenny.
B. Kenny is up to bat. Rips a foul ball out of play down the left field line, over the fence. Darren, you going to run out and get that, or are you going to let the kids do
that? Nope, I'm going to let the little kids go get that.
Because I don't want you to put the headphones down and take off. She's back in the batter's box. Chelsea throws a ball just a little high. You got our lineup?
Yep. We got Audra Metzger leading off, Logan Ranley, Devin Post, Casey Vogel, Chelsea Timmerman, Tori Vaughn, Taylor Tin, Whitney Will, and Emily Hart to finish it off.
All right. Batter just hit a ball to the shortstop, and she missed the tag on the runner coming from second to third. And so would we score that as an error? And we have a runner on first base, so now the bases are loaded. Chelsea throws a strike in there. So we got their cleanup batter up.
Howard.
That would be Miss Howard. Oh! Hits a shot down the third baseline. One runner scores, two runner scores. She gets a stand-up double with a rocket that was hit down through the third base line. Made it out to left field, got the ball back in, and so they got two runners in. So it's 2-0, and looks like they're putting in a pinch runner.
We don't have a name for that.
We don't have a name for the pinch runner. This is our first game. This is my first game with Darian. This is my first game doing softball, so we're doing our best.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of time, and you're going to be thinking that we are just like Marty and Joe.
Yes, sir.
Me being Marty with the poofy hair. Oh, I guess you should be Marty with the poofy hair. I'll be the old guy.
All right.
Actually, the dead guy, Joe Nuxall. I can do a dead guy. I can play a dead guy, no problem.
Yeah.
You got big shoes to fill, though, being Marty Brenneman.
Right here.
Chelsea fires a strike in there, and she fouls it back behind the plate. Hits a dribbler out in front of the out in front of the catcher. Chelsea picks the ball up, throws it to first for an out.
Good play.
Great play. Heads up play by Chelsea. That's our first out. And another run scores, so it's 3-0 the Arcanum Trojans. And first inning here, Saturday morning. One out. Runner on third for Arcanum. A little high by Chelsea. So we got ball one, 0 strikes. Foul ball down left field line. So we got 1 ball, 1 strike. One out, first inning. Neither one of us, Steve or Darian, knows how to do the book. So if anybody wants to come up here and help us with the book, we're here at the Fort Recovery Middle School. Foul ball hit right in front of Fort Recovery's dugout, just out of play. So we got 1 ball and 2 strikes. Darren, you're not saying a whole lot. You got to help me out. Oh, check swing, foul ball back behind the back behind the home plate. First inning here in Fort Recovery, home opener for the Lady Indians. Oh, hits a nice shot between third base and our shortstop. Brings in the runner on third base, and she gets a single, and she is on first, still just one out. So 4-0. Arcanum leading here in the first inning. Another base hit out to left field, picked up, thrown in to Miss Vogel. Holds her to a single, but it advances a runner to second. So now they have runners on second and on first and second. I think it's Abby Ross, number 10, up for the Lady Trojans. Chelsea's in there with a ball. So we got 1 ball, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes to Abby Ross, number 10. She hits a fly ball out to left field, drops just in front of, who'd that drop right in front?
Emily Hart, looks
Emily
like.
Hart picks the ball up, throws it into third base. So we'll give her a single, and we got the bases loaded again. For number 2, L. Hey, pronounce that last name for me.
Sinlon?
Siculin. We'll say L. Siculin is up to bat. Number 2 for the Arcanum Lady Trojans. High. High, ball 1. One out. Ball 1, no strikes. First inning. Bases juiced. And we've got L here. Up to bat. Another pitch just a little high for ball 2. Ball 3. Little low this time. Ball 3. So we've got 3 balls and no strikes. Bases loaded. Chelsea comes to the plate. Oh, a little high. She's going to walk in a run. So that's going to make it 5-0 for the Lady Trojans. We're going to take a timeout here. We got Jeff Vaughn waddling out to waddling out to the pitcher's mound. Got a conference up there with the infield and getting Chelsea to calm down a little bit, I think, and got the outfielders out there having a little conference. We got Darian here sitting. Darian Sheffer sitting beside me here. It's not saying a whole lot, but
nope.
He's looking good. That's what we brought him in.
Of course,
right? He's got that face for radio. So
good pitch right there.
Great pitch. Great pitch. Gets a strike in there. Zero ball, one strike, one out. Takes a big cut at it. Fouled back to the fence. So we got two strikes, zero balls. So Chelsea's in front of her a little bit here. Need to get an out.
Yep.
Maybe a double play would be kind of nice.
Be real nice.
Hits. Oh. She rips the ball out into right field. Our right fielder, which is?
My cousin, Taylor Tin.
Taylor Tin grabs that for an out, throws the ball back in.
Way to get it back in after
the
catch.
Forces, keeps all the runners on base. So we'll get another out, but base is still loaded.
Go anywhere with this.
Chelsea comes to the plate. Hits a liner past our shortstop.
Two runs will score.
Yeah, heads up play. Girl heading to third went ahead and snuck in. So they got two more runs across. So it's 7-0. We got runners on first and second. And we've got number 9 up to bat, which is Brittany Kenny. We got Corey Stone up here. Oh! Deep fly ball. Left center. Makes it to the fence. She's going to be held up at second. She's going to be held up at second for a double, but ball made it to the fence, and so they are going to score two more runs on that. And so the score now is 9-0 with two outs. So we've got who do we got up there?
Number 3, Shelby Howard.
Shelby Howard's up to the plate. Chelsea to the plate for a strike. Got a runner on second. Got Corey Stone standing here with us. She's going to be on the air.
Dog.
She's going to be on the air in a little bit.
She got to get to watch her boy, Chase, out at the baseball diamond.
She brought her sister up to the ball game today.
Yep, the dog.
Our dog. Nala is here watching the game with her big sister, Corey. Chelsea's got two balls and one strike. First inning here at Fort Recovery. A little high. Ball 3. One strike. 3 balls. 2 outs. First inning. Runner on second. Chelsea comes to the plate. Low. Ball 4. Sends a runner to first base. She hustles to first base. Kind of reminded me of Pete Rose there, but practically sprinted to first base. Took her out. Now we've got a pinch runner in, which is Hannah Weaver comes in as a pinch runner. She's on first. Batters up. Pitch to the plate, a little high. Ball 1. 2 outs. 0 balls, 1. Or I'm sorry, 1 ball, 0 strikes. Chelsea's checking the sign. Can we say that? Is she checking the sign?
Yeah. Getting the sign.
To say that. She's checking the sign. Little high, ball 2. Nine nothing here in the first inning. Indians trailing.
Pass
low,
ball.
Low pitch. Got it just past the catcher. And so the runners advance. First to second, second to third. We got 3 balls. No strikes.
Need now here.
Yes, we do. Really bad. Got a ball 4 past ball, past the catcher, so we had a runner score. And batters to first base, and now we have runners on the corners, first and third. 10-0, first inning here, top of the first. Fires a strike in there. Strike one. I'm Steve Stone, sitting here next to my best buddy, Darian Sheffer.
We are close.
He's always over at my house. Can't seem to get him to leave sometime, but.
Hey, when are you opening the pool back up?
Oh, we're going to get that baby open. Just probably next month that baby will be open.
Good deal. I'm never leaving.
All right, that's fine. Just as long as you wear the shorts that come down to your knees and not speedos. We got one ball, two strikes. Runner from first steals advances. Sounds kind of a leisurely stroll.
Yeah.
He took over to second base.
We didn't even look.
What happened there? Another ball. We got two balls, two strikes, two outs. First.
Need a strike here.
Top of the first. Oh.
She dropped it.
Dropped.
Good play by the catcher.
Great heads-up play by our catcher. Throws it to first base for our third out. Chels gets out of the first inning, gives up 10 runs, and bottom of the first. And Fort Recovery Indians gathering around over here and getting ready to come out to hit. Need to take a break. Here at Fort Recovery Middle School, Elementary Middle School, with our Fort Recovery Indians lady softball team. First inning, bottom of the first, we got Audra Metzger up to bat. Rips a foul ball over the home team dugout over the right field fence. You going to go get that one, Darren?
Nope. I'll let Corey go get that ball over there. That ain't good.
So we have one strike. No balls. Really low bounces in front of the plate for a ball. One ball, one strike. Audra Metzger up to bat. She settles in. Pitch to the plate. Tries a bunt. Fouled back behind home plate. Four. Strike two. Tried to get a bunt down and fouled it back behind. Audra takes a couple swings. Steps into the box. Pitcher waiting for the sign. Pitch to the plate. Low skips across home plate. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Bottom of the first. Indians up to bat. 10-0. The Arcanum Lady Trojans ahead. Another ball, low and inside. Three balls, two strikes, full count.
Need a runner on base here.
What's she going to bring here? Slider? Curve? Fastball?
Hopefully something that she
knuckler.
Can hit.
She going to throw a knuckler?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Pitcher gets signed, looks at the plate, fires it in.
Good eye.
Low and inside. Audra gets to first base on a walk. Logan Ranley up to bat. Bottom of the first. Got Audra on first. Logan's up to bat. Pitch to the plate, little inside. Ball. Ball one, zero strikes, no outs. Pitch to the plate. She rips a... hits a pop, kind of a pop-up, out to shallow right field. Right fielder comes in, makes the play, and the runner doesn't advance because she was right there with the ball and right, shallow right. So that's an out for Logan, out for the Indians. We got Devin. Is Devin up?
Yep.
Oh.
Good rip.
Devin hits a heck of a ball out into right center.
Oh. We got one coming to the plate. Safe. Oh, we got a pickle.
You calling that? Help me out there, buddy. You're just sitting there doing nothing. Come on.
That's an out by Devin.
Devin
got caught in a pickle.
Devin hits a heck of a ball out into right center. Advances Audrey. She takes home plate, slides in head first, and gets in for our first run. Miss Post tries to get to second. The right fielder bobbled the ball, gave her an opportunity to get to second, but then picked it up and fired it in and got her caught in a pickle and then got her out at first base. Thanks for helping me with that, Dan.
Yep, no problem.
So we have
Casey Vogel up to bat.
Casey Vogel up to bat. We had an out there at first, and now we got two outs, one ball, and one runner across for us, so it's 10-1. Second pitch in there for a strike. So we got one ball, one strike. That was heads up running by Audra sneaking home.
Yeah.
She rounded third, and I don't think she thought one time about it, just heading straight for home. Pitch to the plate. Foul ball back to Mr. Jeff Vaughn. Gets it back into the pitcher. We've got two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Casey's up to bat. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Oh, great pitch. Casey takes a big cut at it and misses. So that's going to be our third out. And the make it to the second inning here, and the Indians scored a run. Audra Metzger was across, and so it's 10-1, Arcanum. We're back here at Fort Recovery Middle School, Elementary School at the softball diamond with Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And hit by Cassidy Clark. Hits one out to line drive between our shortstop and third baseman out to left field. She'll get a single on that. She's at first base. Second inning here at Fort Recovery. Chelsea comes to the plate for a strike. We've got Abby Ross up to bat, number 10. Runner at first. One strike, no outs. Little high for a ball. One ball, one strike, no outs. Runner at first. Chelsea's checking the sign. To the plate. Gets
good
a strike
pitch
in there on the outside corner. Two strikes. One ball, no outs. Top of the second. A little low. Even the count up at 2-2. Abby Ross up to bat. Chelsea to the plate. Ball hit to shortstop. Who's our shortstop?
Devin Post.
Devin.
Yep.
Ball hit to Devin. Just a little bit of a bobble with the ball and didn't really have a play at first. So she held on to it. Runner advances. So we've got a runner on first and second. Zero outs. Who do we got up there, Motor Mouth? I've never heard you be so quiet. I wish you were this quiet most of the time. Chelsea's in there for a strike.
That name again. L.
L, we'll just say L.
L, all right.
L's up to bat. Siculin.
Bunt. Oh,
throws a bunt. Great bunt. Puts a bunt down that just absolutely died right in front of home plate. Girl's got some wheels. Unlike Darian.
Yep.
And made it to first base. So now we got the bases juiced. We got a left-hander up.
Number five.
Oh, we like those kind of names.
Abby Bruns. There we go.
We can handle that. A little lefty up here. Looks at a strike right down the middle by Chelsea. Chelsea Timmerman, senior this year, pitching for the Indians. Throws one low. Huh. All right. Had a dribbler out the right field, out to the right side of home plate. Witt picked it up to tag out the runner and tagged her and dropped the ball. So all runners are safe, and they had a runner come across home, right?
Yes, we did. 11-1 now.
11-1. That should be 12-1, shouldn't it? High ball. High. Bases are loaded. We got Logan Stone up. You can't go wrong with that last name. I don't know if she's related or not, but I like her. Logan Stone. Chelsea comes to the plate low. Low and outside. So we've got two balls. No strikes, no outs. Bases loaded.
Oh. Pass ball.
Pass ball. Made it to the fence. That's going to score a run. Number 10, Abby Ross, comes across home plate.
Catcher a little slow getting up here.
Pass ball. What'd Logan do there?
I'm not sure either.
Ball made it to the fence, and she went down to grab it. I don't know if she twisted an ankle, twisted a knee maybe. Going to have a little bit of a timeout in the action here. I believe it was her knee. Kind of walking gingerly on that knee. Timeout here. Coaches, umpire gathering around. Logan kind of checking her knee and seeing how it's feeling right now. Bit of a timeout here while Logan's kind of checking her knee, making sure it feels all right. They fired a pitch in there to see if she could get up and get the throw back off to second. I think she's going to be all right. A little bit of a tweaked knee, but she's a trooper right back at it. Top of the second inning. We got three balls, no strikes, no outs. Bases loaded. Right down the middle for a strike. Chelsea's got a strike. Three balls, one strike, no outs. Bases loaded. Top of the first here in Fort Recovery.
Top of the second.
Top. What'd I say?
First.
Top of the second. Oh.
That's why I'm here, though.
That's right. That's why we brought him along. He says, you know, a few words about every 5-10 minutes and say something. That was a ball. And so she takes first, and we still got bases loaded. Number 9 up to bat. Brittany Kenny is up to bat. She takes a ball. Ball. One ball, zero strikes, zero outs. We need to get an out here, big guy.
Yep, double play.
Big cut. Big cut by Brittany. Comes up with nothing, so we got a strike. One ball, one strike. She needs to hit into a double play.
That'd be nice.
Hits the ball to center field. Nice rip out into right into left field. And who was that?
Emily Hart.
Emily ran up on the ball, misjudged it a bit. It drops for a hit. That brings a run across home plate. So we got 13-1. Number three takes a big cut, misses. Shelby Howard's up. Got one strike. Chelsea to the plate, a little high. So we got one ball, one strike, no outs.
Pass ball.
Low pitch, pass ball. Back to the fence. That's going to score a run. So we got runners on second and third, and we've got
no outs.
No outs. 14 runs across home for the Lady Trojans. We still got Shelby up there battling. Hits a foul ball down to her coach. Back into the pitcher. We got two balls, two strikes, no outs. I've never been around you where you've been this quiet ever. Not real sure.
My first time. Okay. I'll get better.
This is my first time, too. It's a good thing I don't act like you, or this just be all dead air. Complete dead air. What kind of radio station is that? Complete dead air all the time. pretend like you're playing football or basketball. You always got something to say when you're playing football or basketball.
So you want him to harass you like he harasses the opponents?
Well, absolutely. Anything. Well, I'd take anything at this point. Neil's here helping us today. We're having a few technical difficulties, but we'll get everything worked out. This is our first game. We're just getting warmed up.
Yep. Next game.
Foul ball. Just about hit Darian. He ain't very fast. He barely could get out of the way of that thing.
That was close.
Fouled back into the spectators here over the fence. So we got a full count. Three balls.
Need a strike here.
We need a strike. Oh. Another foul ball. Right at the fence, left field line. No play on the ball. Chelsea's going to get this girl out.
Yep.
She's going to take a big hack here, and she's going to miss it. Going to get a strikeout for Chelsea. Ball to the plate.
Oh. Good hit.
Great hit. Just inside the chalk mark there on the third baseline. Makes it back to the fence. Emily picks it up, fires it in. But not before that scored.
We got Coach Vaughn waddling out again.
That scored two runs, so we are 16-1, and she pretty much gets a stand-up double. Number 18, which is Hannah Weaver, stand-up double. She's on second. Cleared the bases, so they got two more runs across, so that's 16-1.
We've got a new pitcher.
Having a meeting at the pitcher's mound. We're going to put a new pitcher in. We've got
Junior Devin Post.
We have Junior. Hey, he did say something. Junior Devin Post. Getting warmed up. Firing some balls in there. Getting warmed up. Hey, what's the deal with the umpire out there at behind the pitcher's mound? He's got gloves on. He's got a heavy coat.
Ain't tough.
He's got long pants, gloves, and he has like a face mask over his face.
Yeah, he just ain't tough.
I don't know what his deal is. He must, is it winter? I'm pretty sure it's spring. Let's see, it's, what is today? It's 11:30. It's end of March. It's what, 60? It's got to be 50 degrees out. 50? Hey, let's check real quick. We'll check. We're in the break of the action here.
45.
Oh, my gosh. It's 45 degree. This dude has he has gloves on. He has a face mask on. I've seen people in the Antarctic with less clothes on than this guy right here. It's unbelievable. I'm sitting here in shorts. I got shorts on and a sweatshirt. And I'm comfortable. I'm calling this guy out.
Yeah.
He must be on blood thinners or something. I don't know.
I don't know what he's on.
He's on something.
Yep.
Guy thinks it's thinks we're playing ball in the Antarctic. All right. Devin is ready to go. She is fired up. Ball to the plate. Hits ball over our shortstop. Little just beyond infield line there. Drops in for a hit. They have runners on first and third. Dang, we still have no outs.
Nope.
Who's up to bat there? I missed her. Chelsea brings it to the plate Devin. High and outside, ball one.
Number 15, Caitlin Zell.
Caitlin Zell is up to bat. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Drills one.
Right about the same spot as the last one.
Same spot as last time. Drops in there between our shortstop and our center fielder for a base hit. That's going to get a run across, so that's going to make it 17-1. And we got runners on first and second. Number 22 is up to bat. Cassidy Clark. CC. Cassidy.
CC.
Devin to the plate, a little high. Outside, ball one. I don't know about you, but the sun's warming me. I'm almost hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my sweatshirt.
I'm getting warmer.
I wonder if that guy's going to take his mask off today.
No, I'm not thinking he is.
I don't know what he's doing out there. Maybe he's going to rob a bank later. Sure. He's got his face all covered up. Either that or he's going to go skiing, one or the other. I'll tell you, when I go skiing, I wear less clothes than that.
No, you don't.
Devin to the plate. Oh! Hits back to the pitcher. Gets past the pitcher, Devin. And she makes it to first. So now we got runners on all bases. Bases juiced.
Abby Ross up to bat.
Abby Ross is up to the plate. Devin to the plate. Hits to third, third to first, out.
Good play by the third baseman, Casey Vogel. Yep.
Casey snags it, gets it over to Whitwill for out number one. But that did bring a runner across from third to home. So we got 18-1, and we got runners on second and third. Little outside by Devin. That's going to be ball one. Ball one, no strikes, one out. Lady Trojans leading here in the second. High, ball two. Devin to the plate. Just a bit outside.
Three balls, no strikes. Need a strike here.
One out. Second inning. Strike. So we got three balls. One strike, one out. Double play. Got to hit into a double play right here. Strike
striker
two.
Out would be nice,
couple
too.
Of nice pitches right there for strike two. Got two strikes. Three balls. Full count.
Oh. Good snag by Casey. No. Double play. Wow. What
great.
A play by Casey Vogel.
Great play by Casey Vogel. She snags a rocket hit down to her. Girl on third starts towards home. Casey touches third base with a ball for a double play. That was
kind
awesome.
Of an army crawl over there, third
that
base.
Was awesome.
That was incredible.
She grabbed that ball, fell to her stomach, and still reached out and touched third base with a ball to get a double play. Single-handed double play. I don't think you're as athletic as that right there, Darian.
I don't think so. No.
That was a tremendous play. Tremendous play by Miss Vogel. Leading off the bottom of the second, we got Chelsea Timmerman out there to lead off. We're going to get some runs this inning.
Yep.
Chelsea settles in. Pitch to the plate. Strike one. Abby Bruins pitching for the Lady Trojans in their away uniforms, black and orange. Strike on the outside corner. We're not really a fan of that black and orange, are we? There's
no.
Lots of black and orange that comes to mind, and none of them that I really care for.
No. Especially the Bengals. I'm not a big Bengal guy.
Foul ball. I was thinking Mac schools.
Yeah. Thinking the Bengals.
Chelsea fouls one off over the right field fence, right over Fort Recovery's dugout. I have no clue what that pitch was.
I don't know, but that was pretty good.
It was a good pitch. It was like
that was slow motion.
It was like a slow motion curveball of some sort. Never seen anything like it. Nice pitch in there for a strike, and retires Chelsea.
Got senior Torrey Vaughn up to bat. High.
High and outside. Ball. Abby Bruins pitching to the plate inside. That inside looked like it was inside. Inside
yep.
The ball. Are you even watching the game?
Yeah, I'm watching the game.
Just checking. Torrey settles in. Pitch to the plate. Hits a fly
that
ball.
Might drop.
Down.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
It did.
Over second baseman's head, right in front of the right fielder, falls in there for a base hit.
fielder, number 8, Taylor 10.
Got a runner on first. Taylor 10 up to bat.
That guy, the umpire, took his mask off.
We can see his face at this point.
Yep. Still got the gloves on, though.
Jeez, oh, unbelievable.
Got Taylor up to bat with a coat on.
Taylor's up. She took a strike. Low and inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tori's on first. She needs to get some wheels on. Get over there to second. High. High and outside for ball. Two balls, one strike. No outs. Ooh, big cut for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. No outs. Runner on first. Tori Vaughn, senior. Heading to UK in the fall.
Good
nice
rip.
Nice hit out into right field. Unfortunately, right fielder runs up on it, makes the play. Whit Will up to bat for the Indians. Still got a runner on first. Ball to the plate. Nice,
good
hits
rip.
Ball up the middle. It's going to advance our runner to Tori to second. Whit gets a single. She's on first.
Junior Emily Hart up to bat here.
Emily Hart up to bat for the Indians. We got two outs. We need a little bit of rally, a little rally here. Need to get a hit.
Yep, we got leadoff on deck here.
Yep, get a runner, some runs across the plate here. Way high ball. Good snag by the catcher. Been nice
yep.
to let that get past her. We could advance our runners a little bit. Ball to the plate, high. But we took a cut at it, so that's
yeah.
a strike. I guess we did. Emily did.
Yeah.
Emily waiting on a pitch. Pitch to the plate. Kind of low.
Looked a little low, yeah.
A little below the knees there. That gets called a strike. So we got one ball, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second. Beautiful sunny day here in Fort Recovery. Foul ball. Back right over our heads. Good cut.
Corey ain't here to go get that for us.
I don't know what happened to Corey. She took off. Her and her sister, Nala, must have left. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second. Fort Recovery Lady Indians trailing. Ball bounces across home plate for a ball. I think she dropped that. That made about three bounces before it made it to the plate. She couldn't have got that if she had a pitching wedge. Ball to the plate. Ooh. What was that? Foul ball.
Foul ball, but she caught it.
Foul ball, caught it. Out. We stranded two at the bottom of the second. We stranded two.
What? I just texted you. I said
we'll take a break.
All right.
We're back here at Fort Recovery. Our Canem up to bat here in the top of the third. We've got Abby Bruins up to bat. We have Devin post pitching. I don't think we went through our lineup there, big guy.
No, we got
Devin. Devin throws a ball in there. Devin's our pitcher. We've got Logan Ranley behind home plate catching. We've got
Casey Vogel at third.
Go ahead,
Audra,
Metz-
Audra Metzger at short.
We got Audie at short.
Victoria Vaughn at second. Whitney Will at first. Taylor Tenn in right field. Chelsea Timmerman center. And Emily Hart in left field.
To the plate. Little high. Devin behind on the count here. She's got
three balls,
no strikes, no outs, top of the third. Nice. Oh, looked like a strike.
That looked good to me.
Called out a ball. Ball four. She takes, that would be Abby Bruins takes first base. Number 16. Oh, you got to like that, Logan Stones.
Not so sure I do.
Hits a ball to third.
Oh. She's thought about
it. She hits a line drive to third. Great play by Miss Vogel. Fires it to Tori, and Tori bobbles it, drops the ball. So the runner is safe at second. So we've got runners at second and first. Could have had a double play there, I think.
Yep, I think we could have.
Ball hit to short left field. That's going to drop in there for a hit. So we got runners. Bases juiced again. We got number three. Shelby Howard's up to bat with the bases loaded. No outs, top of the third. Devin to the plate. Four strike. Devin checking the sign to the plate. Foul ball.
That umpire out there can talk now with his mask off.
Yeah, he's got his mask off. He can actually see what's going on now.
Still got the gloves on.
Devin to the plate. Picks up a low one, kind of pops it up to the pitcher's mound. Nice. She reached down there and hit a really low pitch and popped it right up to Devin. Barely even had to take a step off the rubber, pitching rubber, to make that play. Nice. Got one out. Get a double play right here and we'll be out of the inning. Ball to the plate. Rips it down left field, but out of play. Kenzie Sheritz is up to bat, number 24 for the Lady Trojans. One out. One strike. Ball to the plate. High for a ball. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the third. Lady Trojans have a slight lead on us here, 18-1.
Pass ball, nothing.
Low pitch.
Bases loaded. One strike, two balls, one out.
Devin to the plate. Shallow ball hit. Just in front of our right fielder, drops in for a hit. So that brings a run across the plate. Base is still loaded. First pitch, ball low, one out.
Fill them in so it's easier to see.
Devin Wines brings it to the plate. Foul ball. Strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Bases loaded.
Double play would be nice here.
Double play would be really nice right here. Maybe Casey can pull another double. Single-handed double.
Yep. Play.
Hits a dribbler back to the pitcher's mound.
Got a dead ball.
Hitter.
All right. One ball and two strikes.
Devin's ahead in the count here. She's got two strikes, one ball, one out. Top of the third. Ball to the plate. It's a rocket out towards left field there, out of bounds. Out of bounds, you say that? Out of play.
Out of play.
Out of bounds. Out of play. Devin's back on the pitching rubber, brings ball to the plate. Hits a fly ball to center. Get there, get there.
Chelsea Timmerman with a good catch. Got it back in quick. One run will score, though.
Yep, sack fly. Brings a 16 across, 15. Let's see, that'd be a sacrifice fly for Caitlin Zell. Brings a run in. So we got two outs. Runners on the corners on first and third. Two outs. Devin to the plate, a little high. Cassidy Clark at the plate. Takes ball high. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Oh, nice pitch. Dribbles back to Torrey. Torrey to first, Torrey to Witt. And that's our third out. Out of the inning, bottom of the third.
20-1.
Coming up. Indians coming up to bat, 20-1. 20-1 right now. Take a break.
We're back here at Fort Recovery at the high school girls softball game. First game of the year. We're in the bottom of the third. Audra Metzger up, takes a strike, kind of fouls it back to Fort Recovery's dugout.
She does all the little.
She's got one strike. Zero balls.
Okay.
Is this the official vote? Or is this just for that?
Audra's up to bat. Is she the top of the order?
Yeah, I think
are you
they
helping
have
me
book.
At all? I mean, seriously, are you helping
I'm
at all?
I'm trying to learn two different things right now.
Oh, man. You can't hardly do one thing at a time.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a ball. So we got one ball, one strike. Audie Metzger.
Audra.
Up to bat. Her mom's getting in my way right now trying to take pictures. She lays down a bunt. They call that a foul ball.
Yep.
Foul ball. She lays down a really nice bunt, dribbles out of play. She runs faster than you do, man. She's fast.
I know. I used to be that fast when I was in my prime. I'm old now. She
makes it to first, but calls
yep.
it a foul ball out of play. Her mom finally gets out of my way so I can actually see the field now.
That rolled to her.
She bowled one in there. Bowled one across the plate for a ball. We got one ball, two balls, two strikes, no outs. Audie's working hard up here.
Yep. Need a runner on base here.
Yep, we do. Low.
Good eye.
Low, good eye.
Full count here.
Full count. Three balls, two strikes, no outs.
Need a runner on base.
Hits a nice ball out to shortstop. Shortstop kind of bobbles and drops, so we got a runner.
Nice hard hit.
Yeah, it was. She got a great hit sitting on first base. We got Logan Randley up to bat. And we all of a sudden have tremendous help here with Tammy Post. She is working the book for us because, quite honestly, Darry and I are clueless when it comes to that. Hits the ball back past the pitcher. Oh, yes.
Good hustle play by Audra, sliding head first into second.
Yeah. That was hit back to the shortstop. She makes a play on the ball, kind of bobbles it, doesn't get it to second. So we are safe all the way around. We got Audra on second. We got Logan on first. We got no outs. And we got Devin up to bat. And she had a scrimmage last week.
Good rip out to center field.
Great hit.
Gonna
out
score
the field.
One.
That's gonna score Audra.
Stand
balls
up
pass,
score.
Pass the catcher.
Logan thinks about it.
She's a tremendous hitter. I was saying when they played Salina, she hit a rocket over center field. She hit a home run.
She got a stand-up double really well.
She gets stand-up double here. Hits a tremendous ball out into right center. Falls in for a hit. Scores a run. Now we got Devin on second. We got Logan on third. Little meeting out here at pitcher's mound with Lady Trojans. We got Tammy Post trying to teach a couple of mentally handicapped guys here, Steve Stone and Darian, how to do the book.
Okay.
One of us more handicapped than the other. That would be Darian.
Yeah.
Still got a meeting going on up here at pitcher's mound. We got big Casey Vogel up to bat. She's going to get a big
runners
right
on
here.
Second and third.
Runners
no outs.
Third. Oh, yeah, no outs, baby. Bottom of the third. We're going to get some runs right here.
Yep.
Kind of pops it up towards first base.
Runners stay.
Second base. Second baseman makes the play. Is that baseman? Person.
Second baseman.
Person.
No.
Base person.
No.
Base girl.
No.
Chelsea Timmerman at bat. Ball to the plate. Foul ball. Foul back behind home plate.
Runners on second and third.
Runners
one
on
out.
Second and third. One out. Bottom of the third. We got her rattled, right? Pitcher? She's
running. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get some runs here.
That slow pitch again.
Ooh,
Chelsea waited on it this time.
That is weird.
Two strikes, no balls. I don't know what that is. She dropped.
I'm not sure what happened there. I think that
third strike drop.
Third strike. They thought it was a third strike drop, but the
she caught it.
The masked marvel out there behind
behind the shortstop.
Out behind shortstop said that it was a clean catch, and so Chelsea's out.
Torrey Vaughn up to bat here. Ball high.
Takes a ball high, and we've got two outs, and we still got two runners. We got to get a base hit here. Come on, Bonnie. We need a hit. Gets the bat on the ball fouled back behind the visitor's dugout. Not a cloud in the sky here in Fort Recovery.
Nope, sun feels good. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners on second and third.
And we need a hit. Darian, we need a hit bad.
Ball outside.
Torrey settles in, ready for the pitch. Pitch to the plate. Foul ball, straight back. She's fighting.
Corey ain't here to get that again.
She left. Had to get a ball into play. Got a ball back to the pitcher here, number 5, Abby Bruins. Corey's up here fighting, fouling them off. Got two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the third. Ball to the plate. Oh, she gets a bat on it. Drop. Oh. Hits a nice ball out into left center.
Good catch
center.
By the right fielder.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Right center.
Yeah.
See, you know, Joe used to make that mistake every now and then, so I'm just like Joe Nuxall. We need to take a break, and we'll be back. Hey, we're back. Are you going to say anything? Hey, get on the air. We're back.
Yep.
Okay, here. He's back. We had all kinds of changes going on here with our with our lineup. We got a new pitcher. We got
new catcher. Claire? New catcher, maybe?
No, Chloe. I'm sorry, Chloe. We got Chloe.
Chloe's back. Our new pitcher. Our new catcher is
the new catcher is
Aaliyah Jenkins.
Aaliyah Jenkins.
Yep.
We got Audie Metzger who's at shortstop. We got
Hannah Kanapke at third.
Hannah Kanapke at third. We got Bridget Potcutter at second. We got
Casey Vogel at first.
Casey Vogel moved from third to first. That's too much. I can't handle all
this. Yeah,
right fielder is
Taylor 10 still.
Taylor 10. We still got Chelsea out in center, right?
And we got Kristen Keller out in left field.
Kristen Keller.
We'll go Kristen.
Miss Keller. She's out in left field. Vaughn just switched everything up on us.
Yeah, he did.
And it doesn't take much to get me and Darren confused. Let's just throw that out there right now.
Now batting for Arcana, number 10, Ross.
Number 10, Abby Ross is up to bat. We are in the top of the fourth. We are trailing
20-2.
Ball to the plate. Strike.
Good pitch.
Good pitch by Chloe. Did Chloe have more three-pointers than you this year?
She's probably.
Tough. She is tough. Ball hit back to second base. Yes. Picked up. Throw to first. Out.
Bridget Potcutter to Casey Vogel.
Bridget to Casey for an out. Nice. It's a good way to start the inning.
Yep.
One out. Here we are in the top of the fourth here at Fort Recovery playing Lady Trojans. Ball to the plate. Ball.
18.
Low. We got number 18 up to bat.
Hannah Weaver.
Hannah Weaver's up to bat. One ball. One strike. Miss Metzger fires a little bit of a low one in there, and she takes a big cut at it and misses. One ball, one strike. One out. Low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike, one out. Fort Recovery, Ohio. Indians playing the Lady Trojans. Ball to the plate. High. Ball three.
One strike, one out. No runners on.
That's a good thing.
That's good.
Chloe takes a sign, brings the ball to the plate. Low. Going to walk a runner on there. Hannah Weaver takes first. We got Abby Bruins. Lefty up. Settles in. Takes pitch. Strike.
Runner on first. One strike.
Abby settles in, takes a pitch, hits it right back to the pitcher. Chloe knocks it down.
Stays with it. Way to stay with it.
Knocks it down, stays with it, gets the out at first.
We've got two outs.
Runner advances to second, but we got two outs. It's a good play by Chloe. Good reaction, knocks the ball down.
Way to hang with it.
Fires it over to first. We got our second out. Let's get out of this inning without giving up a run.
That'd be good.
Ball to the plate, high. Ball one. Who do we get up to bat there? I missed her.
Logan Stone.
Oh, Logan Stone. You got to like that Logan Stone.
Nope. Ball I think our plate. Stone might be better, though.
Ball to the plate, low. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch to the plate, low again. Three balls, no strikes. Runner on second, kind of thinks about it, but stays right there on second. Chloe's behind in the count. He's got three balls, no strikes. There's a strike.
Good pitch.
Logan Stone up to bat, watches that one go past. Chloe to the plate. Hit back to shortstop. First. Ball gets past the first base person.
Hits the first base coach in the leg.
He might be crippled.
Shakes it off like a champ.
Runner from second, unfortunately, makes it across home plate for another run. So that's 21-2. We got a runner on first.
Two outs. Runner on first.
Thank goodness. Get this one out. Get out of this inning. Low ball. Number 9, Brittany Kenny, is up to bat. She takes a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, runners on. Runner on first. High. Two balls. No strikes. Two outs. Ball to the plate. Outside ball. Three balls. No strikes. Two outs. Runner on first. Top of the fourth. Nice pitch. Strike. She fouls it straight back for strike one. Two outs. Chloe takes a sign. High. Ah, that's ball four. Sends Brittany Kenny to first. So we got runners for our Canem on first and second.
Still two outs.
Still two outs. Number three,
Shelby Howard
is up to bat. Low, ball one. Got a force out at any base. Should be easy. Get out of this inning. Ball to the plate. Strike.
Good pitch.
Good pitch. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Runners on first and second. Ball to the plate. Low. She takes a cut at it.
Fouls it off.
Fouls it back behind home plate. Two strikes. One ball, two outs. Oh, she's got her. She's ahead on the count now. She's got her rattled. She's rattled at home plate. We got this. Oh! Ball gets past our second baseman out into right field. It's going to
score one. Score number 16.
Run, give her a single. That's going to advance the runners. One across the plate and one to third. So now we got runners on the corner. Runners on the corner. One, another run across the plate. 22-2 is the score. Top of the fourth. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. First girl on first.
Steals and goes to second.
Steals second. Stand up. No pitch or no throw to second. She got a good hop and catcher didn't try to make a play. So now we got runners on second and third. Ball low. Two balls. No strikes, two outs. Kenzie Sheritz is up to bat. Settles in. Pitch. Rips a ball out into left field. That's going to score two runs. Runner on second and third makes it home. Puts her, gives her a... one base hit. She's on first. Number four is up to bat.
Brenna Lockley.
Loxley. Brenna Loxley's up. Number four. She's a sub, so the umpire's changing the lineup a bit there with Arcanum's coach. Here at Fort Recovery, home opener. Indians trailing. Again, Arcana making some personnel changes here. Another lefty up here, number four. Brenna Loxley settles in, takes a ball. Two outs. Runner on first. Top of the fourth. Need an out. Chopper hit back to third.
Good play by third baseman Hannah Knapke to long Casey
throw.
Vogel.
Yeah, long throw over there. Takes a hop. Vogel digs it out of the dirt for the third out. So we get past the top of the fourth. Gave up a couple of runs. Now we're up to bat. Time to take a break. Hey, we're back. Are you going to say, can you get off your phone? You're like a girl. Could you please get off your phone?
We're on a break.
Put your phone down and focus. Focus out on the field.
Always focus.
That's where the action is. It's out on the field out here. See, out here, that's where the action is.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of the fourth, batter up. Who do we got up?
Taylor Greasy.
Taylor Greasy's up to bat. Takes a big strike. Takes a big cut at it. Strike one. Bottom of the fourth, we're trailing. Strike one. Abby Bruins she's been pitching, right? She's still pitching. Wow.
There's that pitch again.
Well, is that a changeup? Throwing a changeup. Tremendous pitch. So we got one ball, one strike, no outs. Taylor Greasy's up. Takes a big cut at it. A little high. She took a cut at it. That's strike two. Strike two. Taylor's up to bat. Abby Bruins from Arcanum pitching. Check sign to the plate. That really
dirty changeup.
Really goofy changeup. Comes in really slow. Got called strike three. Hannah Kanapke's up to bat. Rips a ball out into center field. Oh, nice play by the center fielder to come over.
Well hit.
Settle in underneath that and take that away from her. But, yeah, it was a really well hit ball.
Yep. Kristen Keller to the plate.
Kristen settles in. Waits for the pitch.
Change up
again is in there for a strike. Good pitcher, I would say.
Yep.
Abby Bruins from Arcanum. Fires another one in there for a strike. That was a change up for a strike, and then fires one in there for a strike. So we got zero balls, two strikes, two outs.
Go, 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 go!
Throws that change up again. Ball gets past the catcher. Ball gets past the catcher. Runner makes it to first base safe, so we have a runner on first. Is that Audra? Audra Metzger's up to bat.
Top of the lineup.
Top of the lineup. Had to break any action there. I guess a little mud. A little mud back at defense. Had to change softballs. We're back. We're ready. Audra's up. Pitch. Hits a pop up over our heads and out of play. Darren, you going to go get that?
Nope.
I was just hoping you'd do something today.
That's Corey's job, but she left us.
Pitch low. Runner thought about going. Catcher picks that up quick and cocks, and this is ready to throw the ball, so the runner wisely makes it back to first base.
Here we go, ball. Here we go,
five. Oh, nice hit. Nice hit, ball. Get down.
And she drops it.
Center fielder makes center fielder makes a good play on the ball. Falls out of the heel of her glove and hits the ground. Gives Audra. She fires it in. Audra makes it to second as the ball's, what was that, kind of thrown to third. Audra makes it to second. Advances all runners. Everybody's safe.
Two outs, runners on second and third with number two, Aleah Jenkins.
Aleah Jenkins up to bat here in a position hopefully to get a couple runs in. Two outs. Aleah settles in, takes a pitch. Gets her bat on the ball, fires one down the right field line. Out of play. Got to get around on that a little bit faster.
Yep. Hit hard.
Aleah Jenkins up, two outs, pitch to the plate. Takes a big cut at it. Strike two.
Two strikes, no balls, two outs.
Fort Recovery High School girls softball home opener. Ball across the plate. Runner stay put. She could have made that, couldn't she, from third? Well, you could have made it because you got wheels.
Yeah.
Pitcher checks the sign to the plate. Oh.
Throws that change up
again. Wow, that's a wicked pitch. Caught Aleah off guard. She was way out in front of that pitch. We are coming up here to the top of the fifth, and the score is 24-2. We're back here at Fort Recovery Middle School, Elementary School. Jump in here, big guy. Say something. Okay, who's pitching for us? You ready? Come on.
We got Chloe Metzger pitching for us.
All right, there you go. Attaboy. Oh, great.
Good play,
play
by Audra, and nice throw.
That was a great play. She jumped on that ball, hit a grounder right back to Audra Metzger. She jumped on it, picked it up clean, fired it over to Casey for one out. Nice play by Audra and Casey.
We got Abby Ross up to bat.
Abby Ross is up to bat.
Takes a ball for first pitch.
For the Lady Trojans. Chloe's pitching again this inning. Ball's a little low. Two balls, no strikes. You're here at the home opener. Fort Recovery Middle School, Elementary School. Ball three with Darian Sheffer, Steve Stone, and Tammy Post, who doesn't have a mic, but next time she is getting a mic. For sure, we are getting her a mic next time. Bookkeeper extraordinaire, but she needs a mic. Dang, ball four. One out. Runners on first. We've got Hannah Weaver up to bat. Chloe to the plate.
Good pitch.
Strike. Fort Recovery girls home opener. A little high for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first. Chloe to the plate. Low.
Runner goes.
Catcher drops the ball. Runner advances from first to second. Stand up. No throw. No throw to the second baseman. One out. Runner on second. Pitch to the plate. Foul ball. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here we go, Chloe, here we go, Chloe to the plate. Outside. Just a bit outside. As Bob Bucher would say, just a bit outside.
Looks good.
You're probably too young to know who Bob Bucher is, right?
Absolutely.
Another foul ball hit back to the coach. Full count. Three balls, two strikes, one out.
Need an out here.
Yep, got to get an out. Oh, she's fighting. She's fighting up there at the plate. Fouls another one off. Hannah Weaver still alive. Three balls, two strikes. Sitting here with Darian, who absolutely says nothing most of the time. We may just take the mic off of him and give it to Tammy. Pass ball. Ball. Which was ball four.
Runners on the corners, first and third. Number five, the pitcher, Abby Bruns.
Abby Bruns up to bat, left-hander. One out. Chloe fires that in there for a strike. Chloe takes a sign to the plate. Low. One ball, one strike. One out. Runners on the corner. Oh. Hits. Nice ball hit past Audra Metzger. Gets out in the left field. Kristen picks it up. Fires it for second base. Scores a runner from third. Vance is the first base person to second. So we got runners on first and second.
With Logan Stone up to bat.
Well, Logan Stone up to bat. Takes a pitch. Low. Ball one. Scores another run for Arcanum. The score now is 25-2 in favor of the Lady Trojans. Ball hit out into center field. Drops for a base hit. Girls did a good job keeping that ball in front of them. Gets the ball back into the infield and holds the runner at third. So a run did not score, but we have the bases loaded. We got two outs.
With Brittany Kenny up to bat.
Number nine. Brittany Kenny.
There's only one out.
There's one out. One out. Ball gets past the catcher, but she picks it up quickly, fires it to the pitcher, and nobody advances. Top of the fifth. Ball to the plate. Low. Ball two. Ball two. No strikes. Two balls. One out. Bases loaded. Balls high. Three balls. No strikes. One out. Darian could be asleep at this point. We haven't heard anything from him in so long. He actually could be asleep at this point. Either that or he's messing with his cell phone. I'm not sure which. Pop up to the pitcher. Nice. Chloe makes the play. Just in front of the pitcher's rubber. Out number two.
Bases loaded. Shelby Howard up the bat. Two outs.
Shelby Howard. Chloe to the plate. Oh, bounces back to second. That ball made it past Chloe and bobbled by Chelsea.
Shortstop Bridget Potcutter. Or second baseman Bridget Potcutter.
Everybody's safe. Everybody's safe. Oh, ball hit between third and short. It's going to score a run. Another base hit. Another base hit. So that's going to bring, unfortunately, 27 runs across the plate for the Lady Trojans. And they are still alive with two outs. Ball low.
Good stop by the catcher.
Catcher knocks it down. Leah knocks it down, gets it back to the pitchers. We've got still bases loaded, two out, so we just need one out. High. That one's high, so we got ball two. Ball two, no strikes, two outs. Chloe to the plate. Oh, nice. Nice strike. She takes a big cut at it, number four.
Brenna Loxley.
Brenna Loxley, and strike one to the plate. Low, ball three. Ball three.
Three balls, one strike, two outs. Base is loaded.
We got to get an out. Hey, did you wake up finally? That was nice of you to join in. Yeah. Appreciate that. Nice. Thanks.
Early morning this morning.
No, ball four. It's going to walk in a run. Base is still loaded.
Macy Hartman.
Macy Hartman up to bat. Macy Hartman. Ball to the plate. Comes in there for a strike. The outside corner of the plate for a strike. Two outs. Get a force out at any base. Get out of this inning. Another strike. Nice pitch. Really nice pitch.
Two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded.
Yep, head in the count. Two strikes. No balls, two outs. Throws one in there low for a ball. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Base is loaded.
Another low one. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Actually, you just get it across the plate. This ball's not going to hit, not going to swing. We got this. Throws one in there a little high. It's going to make the count full. We got two outs.
Full count, bases loaded, two outs.
Two outs. Got to get this last pitch here. Oh. Somehow she calls out a ball. Looked good to me.
Looked good to me.
That's going to walk one. Walk one, run across home plate. Base is still loaded. Two outs. Chloe comes to the plate with a ball. So we got one ball, no strikes, two outs. Little high for another ball. Two balls, no strikes. About ready to take the mic off and give it to Tammy because Darren doesn't say anything. Another ball. Got two balls, no strikes, two outs.
Base is loaded.
Yes. Got a strike in there. Yes. This gives us a strike. Two balls, one strike. Chloe's eyeballing the catcher. Brings the ball to the plate. Little low. Gets past the catcher. That was a ball. Going to walk another run in, and we still got bases loaded. A little bit of a timeout here. I think we're going to switch pitchers. Coach Vaughn heads out to the pitching mound.
Bring Chelsea back in.
Going to bring Chelsea back in. Where are we moving? Chloe's heading out to center field, just switching places with Chelsea. Chelsea's warming up. We're going to take a little bit of a break here while she's getting ready. We're back here, and we switched pitchers for a foot recovery. We've got Chelsea Timmerman back in. First ball was in there for a strike.
A little outside for a ball.
Second pitch.
One ball, one strike, two outs. Bases loaded. Hannah Weeper up to bat.
Chelsea to the plate. A little high for a ball two. Chelsea's back in here trying to get us out of the top of the fifth. Chelsea to the plate. Low. Ball three. Got three balls, one strike, two outs, bases loaded. Chelsea winds, throws a nice strike in there on the outside corner.
Full count.
Makes a count full.
Two outs, full count, bases loaded, needing out here.
Yes, we do. We got to get an out. Get out of this inning. She winds, throws. Foul ball. Foul ball down the left field line. Still full count. Chelsea winds, throws. Another foul ball, same spot. Chop down the left field line. Chelsea gets back, stands on the pitching rubber.
Full count.
Oh, man. Called out a ball. So that's ball four. Takes another runner to first. Takes another runner from third to home.
Still two outs. Bases loaded. Number five, the pitcher, Abby Bruns.
What was that?
She left too early in third. He gave her a warning at second, and she kept doing it.
I didn't get that. Go ahead, Tammy. Can you say that again, please?
She left too early at third. She left before the pitch was
okay.
Released or across the plate.
The third base runner left. You got to help me out here because I'm not that smart when it comes to this.
So after
the third base runner took off before the pitch was thrown, and there was a warning prior to that, and since she did it again, took off towards home before the ball was thrown, they called her out. So that was the third out, thank goodness. And that gets us out of the inning. Gets us out of the inning. And we are up to bat at bottom of the fifth inning here at Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a minute.
Yes.
Bottom of the fifth here, Fort Recovery. Girls opener, home opener softball game. Chloe Metzger up to bat. Bottom of the fifth. Indians trailing by a few runs.
Just a few, 31-2.
Pitch to the plate for a strike. They still got, yeah.
So the same pitcher, Abby Bruns in.
Abby's still pitching in. I'll tell you what, this Abby Bruns is a good pitcher. Number five for Arcanum. Foul ball. Is that in relation to Joe Bubba? Joe Bubba, that Bruns? Is that in relation to the Fort Recovery Bruns? What do you think, Darian? Any relation?
Nope, I'm not thinking.
You're not thinking so? Yeah, because she's a better athlete than
Chase?
Yeah. She does.
It ain't hard, though.
Athlete. She can throw the ball way. She is a way better pitcher than Chase.
Yeah.
Just threw that wicked changeup again. Holy criminy. That ball barely gets across the plate. They call it a strike every time. Man, that's a wicked changeup. That's out number one for the Indians. We've got
Casey takes a nice swing at it.
Casey Vogel. Casey's up to bat. If you're a Reds fan, you'd think it's Sean Casey when you think of that.
Nope.
Big hitter for
no.
The Reds. Oh, crime. Let me guess you for this. The Pittsburgh
Pirates.
Oh, for crying out loud. He's out. Where's Neil? Neil, I want him out. Neil, I want him out. I take a Cubs fan. I'd almost take a St. Louis fan over
Pittsburgh
fan. Casey makes a big cut at it. We've got one ball, two strikes.
One out here. Need a runner on.
Yeah, we sure do. Casey waits on the pitch. Pitch comes.
Got her on that pitch again.
It's that same changeup. Man, is that something else. She was so far out in front of that. She throws that.
Definitely better than Chase Bruns.
Oh, my gosh. She's 10 times the athlete Chase Bruns is.
It don't take much, though.
fires a ball in there below Chelsea's knees for a ball. Chelsea gets a bat on the ball. Foul ball. Two outs. One ball, one strike.
No runners on here.
No runners on. Chelsea's up to bat. She's fired about, what, two of them fast ones in here. She's going to be up for that changeup in a second. Oh, Chelsea gets it. Fires it back to the second baseman. On to first. Out at first.
That's game. Run rule.
And that's going to be the game. Valiant effort by the Indians. They go down on their home opener. They go down 31-2. And Indians played pretty well. But, wow, this Arcanum team has a just a tremendous pitcher. Just a tremendous pitcher in Abby Bruins.
Yep.
So the Indians go down on their home opener. And we'll be back next game, I'm sure. And then maybe we can get Darian to say a little bit more. Thanks very much for tuning in.